long like that again, and I'll send you a picture of Lionel from the Thundercats. And if and if you post the side by side, it's like identical.
Are we recording now? Yeah, we're back. We're back. But remember those statues and the hair they had? Who are those? The Copperfield brothers? Or?
One of them was you. And the other one was me when I used to have long hair.
Yeah, back in like 75. Welcome back to another episode. And this time we are so excited again. But this time, sadly, it's to talk about how much fun we just had versus, over. You know. I know it's over. So Dom and I and the our lovely wives went to Las Vegas. We mentioned it in the last episode. And I am sad to announce that we're back. I mean, I'm happy we made it back alive because, you know, a lot can happen in Vegas. But at the same time, reality then kicks in and you just want to go right back, eh?
You want to go back. No, you know what? I'm sad it's over, but I'm glad because I don't know how much more my liver could have handled.
Oh, man. Speaking of liver, we drank a lot there. We'll get into that because some of those drinks were like where there were science projects. Never mind. But man. Do you have the drink of the night for tonight's episode?
Yeah. Yeah. My drink of the night is still, I'm still in Vegas mold. Mold. Still hungover, I think.
Oh my god.
I'm still in Vegas. Speak. Still in Vegas mode. I'm having a Negroni because you know how many of those I had there,
oh,
right?
Oh man, that's right.
I think it's my favorite drink, a Negroni. It's such a good drink.
It's so good. Yeah. Yeah, that's good, man. I kind of it's a crappy situation because I was gonna run out to the store and grab some mixer because of tonight's episode. But then we ended up getting a snowstorm. So yeah. I was just like, I'm not driving out for booze. Plus, I took the kids to the park and went sledding instead. So what I was left with was actually, we mentioned this when we announced the drink of the night segment. Remember, you were like, don't come at me with a rum and Coke. Like, yeah. That was literally what you said.
So, is that what you're having?
I'm having a rum and Coke. But look, I'm showing Dom here organic.
What is that, baby
juice.
Food?
It looks like baby
food. It's a jar of Gerber baby food.
rum and Coke with a shot of Gerber. It's a new drink. No, it's some organic lime juice. So I'm having a rum and Coke with a squeeze of lime, also known as a Cuba Libre. But, you know, it's getting me smiling and feeling good. So it might not be the fanciest, but it'll do for this week's drink of the night. Oh man, speaking
of drinks. We had a lot of drinks of the night the last few days and drinks of the day.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Why don't we just talk to people about the journey there and you know how we kept in touch with our followers on Instagram through stories.
Yeah.
Because that's where a lot of people were kind of following along, laughing. Even the first day when we arrived, remember the it was actually at the point where one of our wives said to us, like, what's happening? How come you guys aren't posting? And it was all about that one transition video we had to film, remember? Yeah. So, you know, and then I didn't want
to
be
that. Yeah, and you had to wait for it to be the right moment. I mean, you didn't want to film that in track pants and,
that's just it, right?
Yeah. At the airport. You wanted it to be the right spot and, you know, dressed, you know, kind of nicely. And you wanted to have the Vegas feel, right?
Yeah, that's right. And at one point, I was even thinking, like, I'm going to wait till the nighttime to get, like, the Vegas lights behind me. And then I was just like, okay, well, let me whip out this transition. So I stole Dom. Basically, what I'm talking about is in our stories, I hadn't storied for, like, a week before the trip just because I was busy at work. And then I started to decide, I'm like, okay, let me just save it now for a trip when I finally post again. And I never announce I'm taking a break. I don't do that. I just kind of, you know, I fuck off for a week or whatever. Yeah. But then I stole Dom in the lobby and I was like, hang on, this is the video I filmed in my garage. So me and you have to play out part two. And then obviously me and him don't need practice. One take, it was just perfect, right? Yeah. And then boom, now we're from my garage, we're in Vegas. And then, you know, we started posting from there. But remember that first round of drinks we had in that little, moment on.
That right. Little bar area.
That was fun because when we arrived early, which Dom is the one that took care of all the flights. And remember that I was so happy that day you called me that, hey, instead of leaving at whatever time, Our flights got...
So basically our flight got rescheduled. We were supposed to leave like late in the afternoon, arrive there in the early evening, but it got rescheduled to first thing in the morning. So yeah, we ended up being there at 9:30 a.m. So we ended up with a whole extra day. And
yeah, that worked out perfect.
Yeah, we basically put our bags down, and at like 10:30 a.m. we're at the bar.
Remember the woman was like, so we get there, and because like Dom was saying, it was so early in the day, the lady at the counter is like, what? Like, I don't have a room for you. Check-in's not till 3 p.m. It's going to be like 50 or 60 bucks for you to like rent a room until then.
That lady was Dom, ridiculous. Like,
that woman was absolutely out to lunch, man. It was
that crazy. Lady. So she remember, she types up our, we give her our like ID. She types up, you see her like quickly like typing away with her fingers on the keyboard. She types in my name, types in Vic's name. Oh, okay. So you guys both have a strip view. She like puts everything down.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Crosses her arms on the table, like on the counter. Well,
you two, I think she said, decision. I have bad news or so. Oh no, you have
a decision. No, she goes, you two have a big decision to make. I'm like, fuck, what's happening? I just have to tell you that where you're located, there's four clubs that play loud music until 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get any sleep Friday night or Saturday night. I'm like, you can hear the club music from the room. And the lady's like, yeah, one of them is on the third floor of this hotel. Two of them are in the hotels across the street, which...
It's like a kilometer away.
If you've been to Vegas, that's like two blocks away across the street.
Yeah, and it was just so
then, funny. Remember I said to her, well, because she goes, the club's on the third floor. So my room wasn't ready yet, but Victor's room was. So I'm like, what room is he on? On the 28th floor.
That's the best.
How could you possibly hear from the third floor to the 20th? And this lady was so serious. She even gave us earplugs.
She gave us earplugs. And she even said to Dom, she's like, you can't switch the room because of that. After, if I already told you ahead of time. Oh, the only thing I was thinking in my head is, as soon as she said that, I was thinking in my head, I'm like, hold on a second. Like, I'm in Vegas. Like, there's only four clubs. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I was thinking in my head. I'm like, there's no way, like, I'm not going to sleep because of some bass pumping. And then we ended up texting each other later that night, like going, oh man, what a terrible sleep because of that music. There was like the fucking vent in my room was louder than any club music. I heard nothing. In fact, I was snoring so loud. My wife had to take off my shoes. Remember that night? That was the night.
That was the night.
We'll get to the night because that was fantastic. Ending up passing out fully clothed. So that's how it started, man. So then I was like, I look at Dom and I'm like, dude, we're paying that extra for the room because I need to drop my luggage, you know, wash my hands, go to the washroom, and we're hitting up a bar. Otherwise, you know, you have to check in your luggage, probably in like a separate room. I'd still be in the track pants that we flew in, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, yeah, we hit the bar by like 10:30 probably. And then
it was great because the waitress comes, and like, I've been to Vegas a number of times, so I mean, I kind of know what to expect. But so the lady comes over to our area, and she's like, you know, can I get you guys a drink? And I don't know who it was that.
I think it was Vicky.
It was maybe Vicky or you that said, what do you have?
Yeah, or do you have a drink menu?
And the lady pretty much laughed in her face and said, we have everything.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want and we have it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Oh, man. I usually say things like that to get an idea. Like, I know what I want, but like, do you have anything that's like special? Well, speaking of special drinks, we'll get to the point where it's like, throughout this trip, we tried things that were just unbelievable.
I'm telling you, but this hand here still has superpowers.
Yeah, that's right, man. That was, oh man. But anyways, yeah, we got some drinks, and then we started. What we ended up doing a lot of was walking. Man, I didn't realize how far. I've been to Vegas too before, but I kind of forgot how far a hotel is from the next hotel, right? And to get there, they make you cross bridges and go through tunnels. And
you got to cross three bridges and take four, like, moving sidewalks and
eight escalators. You have to climb 21 stories by hand.
You have to rappel down a wall.
You have to pole vault over a couple of fences. But
yeah, no, you know what? It was good because the first day for lunch, we went to the Cheesecake Factory where I hadn't been in a really long time.
That's right.
Right. So that was good. I enjoyed that.
I was the last time I went to the Cheesecake Factory was when my wife and I went to Chicago. And I remember getting a dish there. Actually, that leads me to another point. Man, I listened to our last episode when I was talking about how food, I've heard food portions are small because they're all fancy and stuff. Man, we were proven wrong. Eh? Those food portions were like, they were fantastic.
I have to say, everywhere we ate were like big portions for such high-end restaurants. And then especially the last night, that one really blew me away. The Italian restaurant.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Blew me away the size of the portions in that place.
That's where they made scrambled eggs inside my pasta.
Remember? Yeah. Yeah, you had scrambled egg pasta.
Yeah. I asked for the Egg McMuffin in a bowl of spaghetti. But no, I made carbonara once at home. I probably showed it in my Cook with Vic segments, but I've been jonesing for a real carbonara with the little pieces of, I guess they're pancetta, probably not just bacon,
yeah.
But
yeah, it's whatever pancetta, it is. Just, yeah.
Oh,
the correct way to make it is with pancetta, not with bacon.
What did you just say? Pangenta?
Pancetta. That's like the proper Italian. Not pancetta.
Isn't it pancetta?
Well, yeah, you can say it like that. I will not say it like that.
You're not. I will not. You're not allowed to say it like that. They're going to take
it. Do you remember? In one of the... So we go to this one... like lounge/bar for a few drinks one day, and it was like an Italian place, and so I ordered my drink and I said it properly in Italian. This guy looks at me, goes, "Why do you have to say it like that for?
Why do you have to get all fancy?" No need for that. And then we just kind of walked around, and it was cool because it's actually surreal. There's a part of Vegas, to be honest, that's kind of a little bit, I won't say depressing, but there's a lot of people there, you know, are gambling that probably shouldn't be, you know what I mean? And you can't help but look at them going like, man, like you don't have that extra 200. All right. I don't think you do. And, you know, judging by your drink of choice and stuff, I don't think you do have that extra to whatever. Anyways, the whole point is that, and then also out on the streets, man, there was a lot of undesirables.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of like homelessness and that sort of stuff. And
yeah,
but I guess that comes with the territory, right?
Yeah. And speaking of that, I didn't see actually a lot of like out on the street. I know at night we saw their lights a few times, but I didn't see a lot of cops like in Vegas. So
no,
that still leads me to believe that
actual like police presence, no, other than like a couple times that you could see they had someone pulled over on the road, but
I didn't see many of like I actually didn't see any like on the streets. So I think that still proves the fact that in Vegas, security casino security kind of like runs the jurisdiction.
I think they let the casinos police themselves.
And then you get you might just end up somewhere out in the desert, you know, if you cross the wrong, you'll end up in the basement of the Bellagio or something, you know. Man, speaking of the Bellagio, remember was it our last night there? We went to see the show.
Yeah.
And then I came up
when you almost died.
I did almost die. We had a little interaction with security ourselves, but should we talk about the show now or talk about one of our favorite restaurants that we were dying to go to, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So as soon as Dom booked Vegas, I said to him, I'm like, that's the one place I need to try. And it was Hell's Kitchen by Gordon Ramsay. So Dom took care of the reservations and shit. Yeah. That was just fantastic, eh?
Yeah. Luckily we reserved that ahead of time, because remember that? Like, I looked into it to reserve. I don't know why. I said to myself, you know what? Maybe we should make reservations to be safe.
This and that like was 2 weeks ago.
Or more, like, yeah, almost a month before we had to leave, right? It was like, yeah, it was before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Before Christmas. Yeah. So it's a month ago. And, yeah, I looked, and the only reservations available were 9:30 p.m. and later.
Yeah.
So I said, right. we better like book this immediately. So,
because if they were to be sold out of beef Wellingtons, because that's what I was dying to try after watching him cook them on fucking Hell's Kitchen, Master Chef, every show that guy does, he does a beef Wellington. So I was just worried that by 9:30 p.m. they would be sold out. And remember the waiter, he was like, sold out. We serve 800 of these a day.
Fuck. Yeah. Well, that's the signature dish, right? That's, I think, what pretty much everybody goes there to get. So let me ask you this, based on, because you had very high expectations of it, way more than I did, right? Were you pleased? Like, did it meet your expectations?
It was by far top, like, man, I'm an old guy. I'm not as old as you are, but I've eaten a lot all over the world. And this was like top four, I'd say maybe even top three, like meals I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
It was just cooked to perfection. The flaky crust. And I never knew this. I always just thought it was a slab of meat wrapped in pastry, but there's like a mushroom mortar that like holds it together.
Yeah, that holds it together. Yeah.
Fuck me. Jesus.
And because I'm going to agree with you, for me, it's one of the best meals I've ever had. And I think it's not just the beef Wellington itself, which was great. But I just want to say that I don't even like mushroom. Like, you know, I hate mushrooms, but that was fantastic.
Wow.
But I think for me, part of what made it such a good meal was the whole thing, not just the beef Wellington, which was amazing, but like the appetizers were really good. The drinks, that's where I had the, what was it called? Smoke on the Boulevard or something like that. So they basically bring me my drink. And the only thing I could compare it to really is kind of like a Negroni, but with more ingredients. It's whiskey based, but then it has like, what was in there? There was Aperol.
It was almost similar to like an old fashioned, wasn't it? A smoked old fashioned?
But it had like all kinds of, like there was Aperol in it and Averna, which is like a type of Amaro liquor. That it's an Italian liquor. And there's something else in there too. But anyway, so they bring this thing and it's called Smoke. I'm pretty sure it was called Smoke on the Boulevard. And they bring it in this like glass enclosure. Smoking on top. What was it on? Cherry wood.
Yeah.
Smoked on top of so like this thing, you can't even see the glass with the drink because it's all smoke inside this box. They bring it over and you open the box and you put your hand in and you take the drink out of the smoke. It's been smoked in the cherry wood.
Oh, it's fucking fit. Oh, I'm getting excited just listening to it again, man.
But I think it was the whole experience, like, everything, like I said, the appetizer, the main course, the drinks, and then just like the restaurant itself, like it had a good atmosphere in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, some restaurants just don't, like they don't have the vibe.
Food,
exactly. Right. This one had it, like it was really, really good. So.
No, it worked out perfect, man. Like both of our wives tried something other than that and they were happy too. I ended up actually, should I admit this? I don't know if I want to go to a Nevada state prison, but actually, I'm going to implicate your wife in this because,
What did she do?
What do you mean? She's the one that
she suggested it?
No, I suggested it and she did it.
What? I thought you did it.
No, she did it. Should we tell people? Yeah, she's the one that gave it to me later on because she ended up taking it.
I like aided and abetted a criminal.
Yeah, that's it, man. But you know what we're going to do? We're not going to talk about it on the podcast, should we? It's a criminal offense. All right.
It's not really.
No, I'm pretty sure they expect it to go missing. But because it's Hell's Kitchen and it's Gordon Ramsay, every meal comes with an embroidered handkerchief. Basically, it's just a fucking table, you know, a little napkin.
Your napkin.
It's a napkin. But I borrowed that afterwards, and then forgot to bring it back, and then took it home to Toronto and washed it the other day. And now I have this incredible souvenir of this restaurant that I'm going to epoxy it in like a frame or something.
If Gordon Ramsay ever listens to this episode of the podcast, he's going to send you a bill for like $8,000 for that napkin.
Can you imagine how much one of those napkins costs?
You know what would be amazing? If you ever met him and you told him the story and you got him to autograph it for you.
Oh, shit. Can you imagine?
I stole this from you, but would you please autograph it for me?
And then he signs it anyways. Yeah. That guy's a beast at his age, man. I wouldn't want to piss off Gordon Ramsay. So we had some good foods. That was fun. Fuck the pricing, though. Remember, we brought a lot of cash versus putting shit on our card constantly. And we'd have because think about it. If there's four of you and you sit down for a drink, and then you have one more because it's the middle of the day and you're tired of walking and you're having a good laugh. Now you're up to eight drinks at Vegas rates.
Yeah.
There was times Dom and I were dropping hundreds of American dollars for just a couple of drinks. And then we're like, fuck, I'm hungry. Let's order meatballs. Remember that?
Yeah, let's order $40 meatballs and you get three meatballs.
When she brought that, I knew they were going to be delicious, but there was three fucking meatballs.
And they were small. They were size of a ping pong ball almost.
Yeah. So we smashed those and then went next door immediately afterwards to get a nice big donut or something after that.
Yeah, that was good too. That I got that croissant, that pistachio filled croissant. That was good.
Hey, you know what I did though, actually? We were talking about walking a lot. I went back because I always wear my Apple Watch and I always start a walk at the start of a day, especially when I know we're going to be walking a lot.
Yeah.
So we got there, and like we mentioned on Friday, it's about, we call it a half day, even though by 10:30 we're at the bar, we didn't start walking probably till the afternoon. So in about 2.5 days in Vegas, we walked 43 kilometers.
Come on, yes. Really?
Yeah.
That much?
42 point something kilometers.
Shit. I think that's less, that's more than walking from my house to your house.
Oh, that's way more.
I don't think it's 40 kilometers between our houses.
Not at all. I think that's actually to your house and back almost.
Holy 43. Cow.
Yeah. And you don't notice because, you know, you stop, you drink, you go in a store.
Yeah.
You sit, you eat, blah, blah, blah. But in the end, in 2.5 days, we walked. So basically, we went to Vegas on a fitness expo.
Yeah.
Minus
the alcohol and all the eating. It was like very fitness focused.
If we didn't end up eating or drinking at all, we would have come back like 15 pounds lighter.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that was good, man. What else?
What about that breakfast we had at that like all organic?
That's another thing. We walked
that. You got that like Gumby smoothie or whatever it was you got there.
The Green Goblin. It was, so we walked basically for quite some time trying to decide on where to eat breakfast. Because a lot of these places had remember the one buffet? It's not like we really considered it anyways, but the lineup was just ridiculous.
Massive.
So Dom and I are kind of the same in the sense that I don't mind people, but I really don't like people, like crowds. I'm not the biggest fan of like other human
big crowds.
Beings,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially if I don't know you, that's just kind of like, I don't want to be in that situation. So we just kept walking and walking and walking, and we ended up finding this little jewel of a place. It was all organic, and we didn't really pick it because of that. We couldn't really give a shit.
Actually, I don't think we even realized that until we sat down and saw the menus. I think we just saw it and said, this place is breakfast. There's not a lot of people in here. Perfect, right?
And that was, it ended up actually being delicious eating organic.
Yeah, it was. Really, really good.
Now I know what eggs are supposed to look like, you know, if they're natural. And I ended up getting a smoothie that was, goodies.
I like that place. Remember the washroom?
Oh,
the stall in the washroom was bigger than my living room at home. It's You can have like a dance party in there.
Yeah, that was everything in Vegas is just it's to the extreme. Yes, is the wording. Everything is over the top. It's cool, man. It's an eye opener.
I was just thinking. So that was on Saturday. Saturday was like a hell of a day because there was a lot of drinking going on, and like by the time we got to dinner at Gordon Ramsay's, we were all like pretty happy by that point, right?
Oh yeah.
But
remember my Michael Jackson dancing after?
That's what I was getting to. That's what I was just about to bring up. Is we ended up after dinner in some. I don't know. I think it was a location that we weren't even supposed to be in. Like,
you I've know what? Always the next day,
it's always closed those gates. That's what always
I'm saying.
Like, it's never open. I don't know how it was open and we ended up in there. But you never posted that, did you? That Michael Jackson video.
No, my wife was caught in it dancing also, and so she's like, "You can't post that." So I might still cut out my. You know, I cut her out and then show
you
me
gotta
dancing
try and
like an
cut
idiot.
That out because this guy did like. For a split second, I thought it was Michael Jackson.
I have that one little leg shake. That's I've been perfecting that since I was six years old.
That was incredible. I remember the lady because you got the idea because I did the moonwalk first.
That's right. I saw your moonwalk
because they were playing some Michael Jackson song. That's why I did it. And I still remember the lady. I didn't even know she was there. But after I did it, I just heard her go, "Wow."
Yeah. Yeah, the liquid courage makes you do shit you wouldn't normally do.
Sure it does.
But yeah, and then I did the little dance. Then I also almost died on the railing like a minute after that. Remember?
Yeah. So that was before. That was on the way to dinner. Like I said, we were already kind of like happy at that point. So
no, I think it was after because then we watched.
It was on the way because we came out through Bally's and we came down that escalator that goes down.
Okay.
There's some guy there, like a guy that knows what he's doing. I think he was like a professional break dancer, like basically break dancing his way down the handrail. Like he did doing all these spins and stuff.
It was incredible. Yeah.
So Vic goes and does similar. I almost died. Like,
I thought it was after when we went to watch the final fountain show, and I'm not gonna say the name.
Oh no, right? So you're right. So
yeah,
you are right. We saw the guy coming out of Bally's, but then you tried to recreate it.
I saved it till later.
At Bellagio, when we were going down those steps, yeah.
Because, we were going down to catch the last. I'll never forget Dom's face, too. I'm not going to say the name of the song because that's going to disrespect a lot of people. But what happened to be the last song of the night for the Fountain song, Dom's like, "What the fuck? I hate this. Like, I don't want this song."
I was just disappointed. Like, no disrespect to the song. I was just disappointed because I've seen so many Fountain shows over the years, and I know that there's some really, really great songs that they play that are choreographed really well. So the fact that it was that one, I was just a little disappointed.
But yeah, I get it.
And you do. I mean, we got to see it, so
that's my room had a nice view of it, but no, I never got to experience like to along with the music. In my room, it would just sound like cannons were going off every once in a while when the water shoots
when
up
the water,
high, right?
Yeah. That truthfully, that was louder than whatever clubs this lady thought were going to be driving us crazy at night.
Oh, for sure.
So what did you think of
too?
The what?
The air quality? We're all fucking turning into leather.
the rooms air, are man. Always like that. It's always so dry. I was going to say, what did you think of this guy was so excited because we were walking and we came across a Shake Shack.
Oh, yeah.
Remember how excited you were to try that? What was your like? I never asked you after. What was like your impression of that?
You know what the problem was, too? I really did. Yeah, I liked it. The fries, they had those crinkly cut fries. Yeah. Those are great.
Yeah, those were good.
But the one problem, and I can't say it's a regret because at that point, I think it was either a matter of like we had just eaten or we were going to be eating soon or whatever, but I didn't want to get a milkshake. Like I just, And like, I'm assuming if you go to the Shake Shack, you should probably be trying a shake.
Yeah.
But everyone agreed at that point. We're like, oh, fuck. Like, it's not in me right now to have a shake.
Yeah.
Was that not just right after Krispy Kreme, too, practically?
It was. We basically
which was
had a Krispy Kreme and then went straight to the Shake Shack. Yeah, it was. Which, yeah, you're right. It was just right after breakfast as well, yeah. Which was also good. We got those crepes, remember?
Oh, like, yeah. With
a whole actual pig worth of ham inside.
That's what I was going
to
say.
An entire, like, pork shoulders crammed like a crepe.
If I fucking cut open this crepe, ham chunks shot out. It was just stacked, and the sauce was good. Oh, man. Everything about that was just perfect. There's no one listening to this episode anymore, right? Like, no one cares about our Vegas.
Trips. All we're talking about is what we've eaten, what we had to eat and drink for 3 days.
But it's still fun.
It's good. It's a good episode for me to go back and listen to when I want to, like, in 2 years from now, when I can't remember as much about the trip. I can go back, yeah, listen, and remember all these memories now.
And remember all these things. But the one thing I wanted to ask you about, and to tie it back to Instagram, was I remember at one point I asked you, I'm like, hey, you did that story about me with the flower drink or something. And then you were like, oh, that one I didn't even save. But then there was other ones where it was like, I'm not even going to post that anymore, yeah, because now it's not relevant. There's other stories that have come before it. So it just led me to ask you, when we go away or whatever it is, even if it's with your family or other trips, like, how do you manage to do the content? Because, like, you saw how I did it. It's hard, right? Like, you film, yeah, something and then you don't get a chance to play on your phone till, you know, maybe an hour or two or even much later. Yeah. And then how do you keep the content flowing? Because you don't want to be on your phone the whole time. So basically, taking a break is a perfect option when you go away. Like, you ever take Instagram breaks?
Yeah, that's a whole other topic, right?
I guess, yeah, totally. Yeah, we don't want to ruin our Vegas episode talking about taking a break. But
maybe we'll talk about that in the next episode, because that's a good topic, taking a break.
Yeah, yeah, right? Okay,
from,
yeah.
Actually, that's social good media.
Because like I said, even before the trip, I didn't post stories for, yeah, a week. And then once we were there, I didn't post in my feed. You know what I mean? So like, you, yeah, take breaks, this and that. But yeah, okay, so that's good, man. We'll talk about that maybe in the next, either the next episode or coming up soon, is taking a break from social media and how to manage that.
Yeah. But to your point here, yeah, like, yeah, I agree. There was a ton of videos I did that, or even like shots, like pictures that I said, you know, I'm gonna post this as a story. And then you don't want to post it right that moment, because you know how it is to post a story. It takes some time. Like, you know, you want to maybe add music to it or put a GIF in there or some kind of text or something.
Of course.
And, yeah, and you don't want to go away from the moment that you're in, where you're enjoying yourself. And that's the whole purpose of being there on vacation, right? So you kind of like file it and say, when I go back to the room later, I'll post it. But then between that time and when you do go back to the room, you did like four other videos, and now you don't want to post them all, and one's, yeah, not going to make sense if you, and yeah, like I have a bunch on my phone, like that really, really good shot I got of that one drink at that Vanderpump, yeah, place. I never posted, yeah, that. And that was like the best picture I've taken in my life. And like
ever.
That's like an award Time Magazine photo of the year quality picture. I never posted it.
It's true. When I remember when we were feeling good, and then he shows me this photo, I'm like, fuck, this guy's gonna win a Nobel Peace Prize for photography, you know.
But one thing I have to say is I didn't realize how much you love flowery drinks. This guy ordered like a million drinks that came with flowers in them, like actual real flowers in the drink.
Every drink was either with a flower or pink of some sort.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a beer guy. Man, on this trip, if I had drank beer the way we drank cocktails, I probably would have blown up. Like, I couldn't have done that. The amount of like carbonation that would have been. I would have been peeing every 7 minutes. No,
but imagine beer with like, because we did, we ate a lot and it was a lot of heavy stuff. And right? Like we had the first, like we had, first we went to the Cheesecake Factory. You know, you're not eating light there. Like, remember I said like a salad had 1800 calories in it, in a salad.
Yeah.
We had to, then we had steak for dinner. Right, with all the other like appetizer and all the crap.
French onion soup and
yeah, exactly. Then the next day we had I can't remember what. Oh no, the next day. So the next day we had that like good breakfast at that organic place, which I even said after breakfast, like I felt great. Usually, when you eat like a fried egg breakfast and saw you don't feel too good after you've eaten it because it's greasy. This place, I felt amazing after eating it.
Even the toast was delicious at that place. It was like multi-grain or something.
Yeah, it was remember good. That? And then we had like those, all we basically had for lunch was three meatballs that we split between the two of us. So a meatball and a half each. But then we had those pastries, which were big.
Yeah.
And then for dinner, we had Ramsay's. We had the beef Wellington. And we even got that dessert, that sticky toffee thing there. Oh. That was good. And the appetizers. And then we had the Italian restaurant the other day with the Shake Shack. And so it was a lot of heavy food, right? So imagine adding beer to that, which is so heavy. Whoa.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a beer guy. I'll take my cocktails and fruity drinks. Especially one thing they do not do in Vegas is skimp out on the amount of alcohol they put in, eh? Like, you know, sometimes in Toronto you'll be, you know, you're going to be getting a watered down beverage or just a little, maybe half shot or something instead of a full shot. Fuck, they don't mess around in Vegas, man. They make their drinks legit.
I'm telling you, the strongest one was that one at Ramsay's, that smoke on the boulevard that I had to pull out of the glass. Yeah. That thing was, I could basically breathe fire after I drank that thing.
What do you expect when NASA makes your beverage? You
know? That's how they light the sign outside. You know, the light, the sign the at HK? Night is in fire. Someone drinks that and then goes out and breathes on that sign and it lights.
Yeah. And then fast forward to our final night. We're all just like tired at that point. Our feet hurt. You know, we're drinking and walking a lot. And then we go and buy tickets to the Cirque du Soleil show. Which was awesome. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The one that opens up, the stage becomes water, which I thought was pretty cool. But at one point or another, all four of us look over at each other and we're all passed out, you know, like in the show. Yeah. We're just sleeping. I shouldn't say sleeping. You know, when you do the little just nod like, off,
yeah,
the dozing.
Yeah. This guy sleeps sitting up with the best posture I've ever seen in my life. Not even somebody awake has posture like that. This guy was at like a complete 90 degree angle. His like chest and torso to his legs.
You know why though?
I even nudged my wife and said, and like said, like, look how this guy's.
I didn't want to usher anyone seeing me sleeping. You know? I wanted to be respectful. No, I think it's because of my tailbone, like, which still hurts to this day. I kept asking always in every restaurant, like, I need the softest seat. I don't know if it was skating or what the hell happened, but my tailbone's been in terrible pain for like a good 2 or 3 weeks now. But I think that helps too. When I sit up straight, I take the pressure off like the tailbone part and transfer it to my butt cheeks.
I've got a question then. So let's wrap this one up because, like you said, nobody's gonna be listening to this.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to end it by asking, what was your favorite? I'm not gonna say moment, but what was like one of the highlights or like a couple of the highlights for you of the trip?
So obviously I enjoyed my like overall room, like the view of it and stuff. For me, that was very cool, being able to open the window and seeing that. And then it was, I have to say, it was the night, like, you know, the Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, the drinking, the dancing downtown or wherever the hell we were. I don't think I could pinpoint it to one moment versus like that entire kind of experience, right?
Yeah.
But then don't forget what happened after the Cirque du Soleil show, where we almost died, right?
That's right.
We're on our way out on the escalators, and just to quickly wrap it up here, we're all on the escalators, and no one has a drink anymore because the show's over, except the one lady in front of me on the escalator, and she's all like, you know, you could tell she's feeling good, and then suddenly the escalator fully stops, and I'm talking like it's going normal.
Like a jolt, like a complete jolt.
Yeah. Everyone like tumbles, then it starts back up, so it fixes everyone, and then it finally jolts to stop again. So now everyone falls again. The woman in front of me spills her drink all over me. I jam my knee, like trying to prevent myself from fucking dying. You
remember
know?
How much of her drink was in your pocket after?
Remember that? It was in my pocket. Like I had this package of toothpicks that were soaked. I got drenched, and then I was pissed too because I had jammed my knee, and I knew we had to walk, like, you know, back to our room and shit. So kind of just pulled aside at the bottom going like, what the hell? Who works here? I need to vent to someone, but they send over a couple of staff members, this and that. Anyways, they refunded our show, which kind of was awesome.
Yeah,
and then
that was very, very nice of them. Yeah,
that was nice.
But I mean, you know what? Also, that could have been a much more serious. It's amazing that nobody got hurt, like badly hurt, because of I think it was just a matter of the escalator was so packed because everybody was getting out at the same time that I think everybody just kind of wedged each other in. And as long as the first person didn't fall, the people behind had nowhere to fall. Because like I know the lady in front of me, because you were further down, like a few steps ahead of me. In front of me was this older lady, and she was going, and I don't know, like, I'm old too, like, I don't have good reflexes, but somehow I saw her and just, like, grabbed her jacket and like, pulled her back up, because she was going over.
Holy right? shit, yeah. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. The woman in front of me with the beer, like, after she threw her beer on me, I grabbed her arm, and she ended up sitting, like, right away on the escalator instead of, because everyone, like I said, Dom's right, man, we were all packed on this escalator, and if it was just imagine a normal escalator at a mall
I think for sure if it wasn't packed like that and it was like one person and then a few steps down a couple other somebody would have got hurt for sure, I think, because it was too quick of an action, stop that like somebody would have lost their balance for sure and gone flying forward. Definitely,
it was crazy. But yeah, and then we walked back, and then they gave us the free drink voucher, which is incredible because four drinks at $25 each, that's like $100 voucher, right?
Yeah, that was all right.
And then
And then you know what? Now I know how you feel when you don't get to answer a question. You didn't ask me what my favorite thing was.
Anyways, we're going to wrap up this episode here.
No, but it's a good one because we didn't even talk about it, and it's my favorite thing, and I almost forgot to talk about it.
I want
to
hear it.
Overall, I have to say it was the Saturday night, the whole like Ramses. But a big part of that night that we didn't mention was the piano bar.
Oh, my God. How do we not mention that?
So Friday night, I've been to Vegas many times, and my wife and I have several times walked by this piano bar where they have dueling pianos. Every night they're there, these two guys playing, and we've always wanted to go, but we get there at a bad time. And if you don't get there really early, you're not getting a seat in this place because it gets packed. So the Friday night, because we had a really late dinner, we had no show planned, we said, okay, let's go have some drinks in this piano bar, and we're going to stay for a bit, watch the beginning of these guys come on. And Friday night, our reservation was at 9, and these guys came on at 8:30, so we could only stay for like 15 minutes, right? We saw the first two songs.
But so good.
It's basically like right up my alley. If you know the kind of music I listen to, these guys basically just play all covers of like 80s and 70s rock songs and like everything that I would listen to.
They were so energetic too, you know?
And they come the first song, like with the piano, they start playing Tears for Fears, and it's like incredible. So we said, okay, Saturday night, we're going to go back. We can watch it a bit longer because our dinner's not till 9:30. And then Friday night, remember, we're walking and we come back towards the hotel. And the two piano guys, I guess they had just finished the show. They're standing in the casino.
Yeah.
Right. So we went up to them. We start talking to them. One of the guys ends up originally being from Canada, from Mississauga. Yeah. So we're talking.
Mississauga is like right beside Toronto. It's like half an hour from where we live.
Right. And like I said to the guy, like if we come back, because basically the beginning of the show, they come around, they give you a paper, you write down your request, and they basically play like just about everybody's request. Like these guys are that good. They know every song. So I said, we're going to come back tomorrow night and I hope you guys are going to play my request. So we go back Saturday night and they played a couple songs for me. Right. And we even told them we got to leave because we have dinner again. And the guy even, you know, we have some Canadians here, but they got to leave. They got to duck out early. So we're going to play their songs right now. And then even before that, the guy, so he plays my two songs. And you remember he says, and, you know, just before you guys go, we're going to play this one for you. And he played a Tragically Hip song for us. Right.
Yeah, of course.
So that was
guy dedicated that entire half hour to the Canadians. Yeah. It was awesome.
I would have loved to have been able to sit there for like, cause they play for like 2-3 hours straight.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know why they're called dueling though, when they're more like feeding off each other and playing.
Yeah. But well, I don't know. Mind you, we only saw like a half hour each night. So who knows what happens in the 2 hours after that. Right.
That's true too. They might start battling it out. All right, man, let's wrap this one up. And actually, remember when I almost forgot my ring at the hotel? Or not almost, I did.
You did. We were on the way to the airport and we had to ask the driver to turn around.
Yeah, it's like I am always very, like, you know, anal about leaving stuff in the room. I check every drawer. I go back, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, okay, let's get out of here. We lock up. We check out. We get a cab to the airport. And we're only like maybe 2-3 minutes away. And I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot my wedding ring. So she's nice. She goes back. And I left it on like the counter of the bathroom because it was like a marble. And so it blended in, right? Like I didn't really see it. But it was there, thank God. So I put that on, ran back to the cab. I thought my heart was going to blow up. Like I was on The Amazing Race. I just spent 3 days eating and drinking like an absolute animal. And now I'm running through the casino up to my room, back to the cab. And these aren't small lobbies, right? They're like a couple hundred meters you have to run. But anyways, I got my ring back and then made it to the airport and everything was awesome coming home. So that was kind of a waste of everyone's time if you did listen to it. It's
I think we should just drop this as like a special bonus episode.
Yeah, okay.
And this won't even be like, this is not a regular For the Gram episode. This is
all right. This will be a bonus episode. But that means you and I have to record another actual valid episode. We'll talk about the taking a break from social media.
No, that's a really good one. That's a really good one. We'll talk about that for the real episode next time.
All right, so then this Vegas episode was just a little bit of a bonus. And if you actually listened this far, thank you very much. Sharing is caring. Let your friends know about our show. Put it out in your Instagram and all that. So thank you very much to everyone. And I'm not going to get into any questions. We have some questions here, but I'll save those for the next episode. Actually, one question we had, which ties directly to Vegas, I have to ask it because it's from Finally Finished Woodworking, was, have you tried Giordani's pizza yet? Remember I said I wanted to?
It was there, remember?
Yeah, I wanted to try. I love deep dish.
That was the deep dish? Yeah, no, I will never eat that. That's not pizza.
This guy is just an Italian snob.
As an Italian, I can say that deep dish is not, you can call it what you want, that's not pizza.
But you like pineapple on your pizza.
Yeah, I do.
Speaking of being Italian, like, come on.
I'm talking about how the dough is made, not what the toppings are. This is two different things.
That's two different topics.
Go to Italy and ask for them for a deep dish pizza.
You're gonna end up in a canal somewhere.
Oh yeah, you'll be out of the country so fast.
Yeah, but no, we haven't. We didn't try it. I wanted to. Dom hates it with a passion. But thanks for that question. We'll get into more detail in the next episode. All right. Have a good night. Ciao.
See ya.